Welcome, everyone, to today's special call with the community leaders. We have representatives from our three supporting organizations, four advisory committees, as well as stakeholder, constituency, and regional at-large organization chairs. We are grateful for the opportunity to be able to hear from our new president and CEO, Steve Crocker, chairman of the board, and Akram Attallah will be joining us as well. We'll have some board members and other global leaders on the call in addition. Typical of our practice here, this call will be transcribed and recorded so that you can share the contents with your various groups. And with that, welcome, and I'd like to turn it over to Steve Crocker for some remarks. Steve, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. Is Patrick Falstrom on this call?
Yes, he is.
So this will be one of the more interesting of these calls because I'll say a few words, but I suspect Patrick knows Joran better than any of us at this point, and so I'll invite Patrick to speak as well. We've been through a lengthy process. It takes several months. We've cast a very wide net. We look at every application and recommendation seriously. We've focused very much on operational skill, somebody who's got the right values for our operation, so a good sense of what we're about, and good fit all around, including somebody who would gain the respect of the staff and understand that we've got a first-class operation. And we're very, very pleased to have found Joran. I think that's about all that I really want to say. More than happy to answer any questions, but the real thing here is to introduce him to all of you and have you ask questions. But I'll break the scripted procedure because, Patrick, I imagine that you have a certain amount of knowledge and hopefully a certain amount of pride in the fact that we selected. And I'll say for everybody's benefit, we made a huge effort to keep Patrick out of the process. So you get to respond afresh.
Yeah, so thank you very much, Steve. Yes, I have not known this for many hours. Yes, I got to know it a little bit earlier than the press release just because Joran himself called me. We know about each other since many years back as everyone in a small internet community like in Sweden. And of course, like we in Sweden, we are proud just like any small internet community would be, regardless of whether it's geographically located or a stakeholder group or whatever. That said, it's a lot of work, and I definitely think that Joran is a right person. There are, of course, many others that could have fit. I've got some questions, of course, since the press release.
All right, well, maybe the next thing is to have Joran speak, and then we'll do an organized set of questions. And I don't know, Akram, is Fadi on the call? And maybe one or both of you also want to speak. But time for Joran to say hello.
Hello, and good evening for me as well. I know that you're around the world, and thank you for having this opportunity to say hello to you. I have to admit that this call is probably one of the most important calls that I do this evening. It is, for me, and when I get the question why I take this job, is because I think that the multi-stakeholder model and ICANN's role in that one is essentially important. I've been working with internet-related questions since the middle of the 90s, and I think it's important. It's been very important for me to see this model grow and work so good. It amazes me in a way that you people, because it's been you people in a community, it's been able to build something which is no one has ever done before, and you've proven it to a point where we actually now in the we are in the ANA transition. The board has been very specific, which I agree upon, as to say that we see that ICANN is an important vehicle for you. The policy making of the internet governance is made by you. It's been very important for the board and also for myself to build on the things that has previously been done. I'm very much hired for the continuous evolution and its new succession, rather than coming in and think that I can do anything by myself, because it's not the ICANN role, and it's not the CEO of the ICANN's role to do that either. One thing that really has impressed me more and more, and I've been, as you probably know, that I've been a little bit involved, is just how many people across the globe who is so committed to the community and to the processes around it, and the knowledge and the skill among those people. And I'm not saying this to be nice. Steve can also say that we have a lot of discussions where I've asked questions about how does this relationship really works between ICANN together with the community and the multi-stakeholder. I'm a very firm believer of building on that, and I see myself as a small part, and I'm very happy to contribute in that one. I think I'll stop there, and you can ask me questions, if you have any.
Thank you, Joran. I'll take it here to moderate that session. If you have any questions, either please raise your hand in the Adobe Connect room or let me know, and I'll maintain the queue. Any questions, please?
Are you still there?
James Bladel, chairman of the Generic Names Supporting Organization, has a question. James, and Byron is next.
Hi, thanks, David, and you're welcome. I look forward to meeting you. Just wanted to say congratulations and welcome to the to the circus. I hope you are treated well as you dive in. I guess my first question was just kind of procedural here is that, you know, as we are getting ready for this meeting in Marrakesh with so many big items on the agenda, I'm hoping that you will be in attendance there. And then my question is, what would you hope to, you know, if you have a short shopping list of three goals or objectives to accomplish at this next meeting, what would those be? Would, you know, get to know as many folks as possible, but if there's anything else that you'd like to undertake in the short term before coming on board in May, it would be great if you could share those. Thank you.
Thank you. A very good question. I think that, I mean, the way I see this is that the what is going to be essentially important for me, for you guys, to help me to understand how I can help you the best way when it comes to the community. And I will have a steep learning curve on how you could provide me with information about the processes and how we address them going forward. With that said, I'm going to physically come on board probably in the middle of May. And if I know you, if I understand you, you do a lot of decisions and a lot of things happens all the time. But this is one of the reasons I took this job is because I think that the multi-stakeholder model is a proven model, which means that I have to learn as much as possible about this model, how it actually works in practice as well. I think that is my first and most important thing, together with the fact I need to know more about how I can work and learn more about the staff and get to know them as well. I see ICANN as a vehicle for you. You create the processes. You create the guidelines. You create your policies. And I'm there to help to make sure this happens. That's the way I see the diversion of work, and hope you agree with me on that. Please say yes if anyone agrees.
Thank you. I appreciate your answer. Devil's in the details, as always, but I look forward to the conversation.
Thank you, Joran. Thank you, James. The next person in the queue is Byron Holland, chairman of the Country Code Name Supporting Organization. Byron, the floor is yours.
Thanks, David, and welcome, Joran, to the ICANN community. It's great to have you aboard, and I look forward to working with you. It's certainly an interesting and challenging environment, but also, to a great degree, a very helpful and collegial one, often. And I'm sure all the folks on this call and many in the rest of the community are going to do everything they can to help bring you up to speed as you have requested. My question is actually more for Steve and board members who would like to speak on my question, but really it's around sort of more process-oriented. One of the things that I note is that Joran won't be starting till mid-May. I didn't hear him specifically respond to whether he'll be in Marrakesh or not. If Fadi's leaving in mid-March, there's a couple of months in between. I know that Akram, or it's certainly stated in the press release, that Akram will be filling in temporarily, as he has so admirably done before. On the other hand, Akram does have a very significant day job at an important time, and we will possibly, hopefully, be working towards the implementation of the work of the CWG and CCWG, and also facing the U.S. government and the NTIA process, whatever that turns out to be, literally right during that time where the CEO, the full-time CEO, is not going to be in place. And I'm just wondering, Steve, if you can give us any sense of the board's thoughts, concerns, trepidation about that. And I guess the other one is, you know, was there an opportunity to bring Joran in earlier than mid-May? And I guess more specifically, what prevented that from happening?
Joran can speak a bit about it, but let me give you the capsule. Joran will be in Marrakesh for at least a part of the time. I'm sure he will be besieged and will try to manage his time appropriately, but he's very much looking forward to meeting everybody. Given that it's just a short period of time and we recognize the overload issue, we asked Akram to shut down the Global Domains Division for a couple of months so that he could concentrate entirely on being the interim CEO. And that will get us through all of that. And then we'll be entirely focused on the drafting of the bylaws and working through the transition process. We're fully expecting the CCWG proposal sort of coincident with Marrakesh, ideally before, but as best we can tell, it's converging rapidly. And I'll turn the rest over to Joran, and you can ignore my facetious remark about shutting down the Global Domains Division. We'll all sort of muddle through that, but we're all conscious that it is two jobs there, and we're going to have to make sure that Akram has the right support for it.
First of all, sorry that I didn't say, yes, I'm coming to Marrakesh. I kind of took that for granted. The answer to the question is I have a very peculiar job. I mean, if it was for me, I would be on a plane to Los Angeles tomorrow, and I'm coming to visit you as soon as I can. But unfortunately, the way it works is that I don't have a work contract, and it's actually specifically said in the Swedish government's press release that they're not very happy to see me go, and now will they take the decision of when and how. Because according to the law, I don't have an employment contract. I was actually appointed by the Swedish government. Yes, it's a strange system, but it's just it's worked for 250 years, and Puff, of course, knows how this works. So that was my part of the answer, and I'm sorry that I didn't really answer the question of going to Marrakesh in the first place.
Thank you very much. We have a question from Steve Metalis from the Intellectual Property Constituency. Steve, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, and welcome, Joran. I'm looking forward to meeting you and to working with you. For those of us who don't know you, could you say a little bit about what your experience has been in working with ICANN, what ICANN activities you've been most involved in, and just any impressions that you've gained from that experience that you've had with ICANN and its issues? Thank you.
I mean, that's going to be a long story. I mean, first of all, I've been working with Internet-related things in my professional life since the mid-90s. My professional life has been very much built around the fact that the Internet actually started. When I was working for Cisco, I ran around in Sweden and told people that IP is a thing of the future, and I still do in a lot of ways. And therefore, I gave one interview with a journalist on Friday, and they said that I'm the geekiest CEO of ICANN so far. I've never been called a geek before, but I took that as a compliment. I think that you're going to teach me a lot. When it comes to the working. I mean, when people kind of say regulator, you always think a guy who runs around the law book, but you also do a lot of other stuff. And just to give some example, I was very much involved in the Dubai meeting, the WICKED. I was formulating, I was actually part of formulating the European opinion on internet governance. I also hosted the Eurodig in Stockholm. I've been at IGF meetings, and I had, in my current capacity, I also had people who go to the ICANN meetings. With that said, you're going to help me to teach me all the things that I don't know, and I'm going to rely on you a lot to help me to figure out all the blanks I have in my knowledge. I understand that it's all a balancing act in the multi-stakeholder model, and I will rely. I mean, as the model works, you're going to be very important. But I'm not saying this. You can ask Steve. We had a lot of discussions about this coming up to the, for us finding each other. Is that this is what I think is important with the whole model and the community. But so I know something, but I'm really going to rely on you to teach me the rest. I'm a fast learner.
Thank you, Joran. Thank you, Steve. Any other questions or comments?
Hi, David. Hi, everyone. This is Akram. Just to answer Byron's question, I think that the opportunity is here for us to come together and make sure that the ship continues to move forward as planned. I think that during the time that I'm in an interim, I'm going to lean a lot more on the leadership team, which, as you know, is very strong and very capable, they will support me doing what I did, and I will coordinate with the board and Joran as needed. So I don't foresee this to be a major issue. We will continue to deliver on everything, and hopefully we'll just prioritize the major issues ahead of the everything else that we do, and we continue to move the ship forward. I hope that answers your question, Byron.
Thank you, Akram. Tapani, you're next. Tapani is the chair of the non-commercial stakeholder group of the GNSO. Tapani, the floor is yours.
I can't hear anything.
All right, we will... While we get him back on the line, we'll move to Patrick. Patrick, your hand is up. Please, you're next.
Yeah, thank you very much. And this is actually a request to Joran. First of all, let me congratulate you in front of the others, just like I congratulated you when you called me just a few hours ago. One question that I have got that I think you should expand on a little bit is your history and from my perspective, you are very much coming from private sector, although you happen to work for the regulator at the moment. So maybe you should expand a little bit on your history regarding private sector or government.
Yeah, I can do that if you want to. I started my life after I went to business school as a derivative trader, but I was really lousy. And it turned out that it was much more fun working with the information part of it, providing information and building systems. So at one point in time, I actually trained myself to do programming in Fortran. Don't ask me to do it again. But that's really where I started. And I said on another call, but I will always remember when I was sitting in a room and one of my team came in and said, this thing called IP just turned up. And this is something we should look into because it's a model for communication that's going to be different. After that, I went to Telia, which is now known Telia Sonera, and one of my responsibilities was really to build up a Nordic data environment, which means that I actually started my life selling things like ATM and frame relay, if anyone is old enough to remember those things. But I was also, and as a part of that, Telia Sonera owned a company called Unisource Business Networks, which is a part of a global company, which we actually worked on data communication. Where actually internet started, we built among the first IP networks in Sweden. Then I was headhunted by Cisco, and I stayed for Cisco, not the longest time, but we was actually a very small company at the time. I think we were like 15,000 people, and it was an amazing period because everything happened during that time. I mean, it was really when we ran around and talked about, we think internet is going to be the next big thing, 98, 99, 2000 around. And I continued out working on and I went over to be the CEO and president of a company that was having in six countries, working primarily with routers, switches, and firewalls, which we did. We were actually the largest system integrator in the Nordics during one point in time. After that, I decided to do something for myself. So we founded a company that worked with information security, which built on the fact that we didn't think firewalls was good. And we ended up having customers in about 30, 35 countries around the world, primarily in the... We started with the smallest and the easiest one. That was like military, police forces, and other ones who really needed a higher level of security. And we went off there. And that's also where I started working with open source. We had a lot of open source software in that as well. So I like open source as well. And then one day, out of the blue, the Swedish government called me up and said that they wanted to have someone my CV to come in as a director general of PDS in Sweden because they thought there were some things to address. And one of them was actually the relationship with the stakeholders, the market and the definition of it. And that's what I've been doing for the last 6 years. So if there's any trend in what I've done is that not being a techie from the beginning, I kind of transported myself into a lot of those issues. And I'm very happy to have this opportunity in a way to contribute and to be a part of something so important as the work you do.
Thank you very much. We have Tapani back on the line, the head of the non-commercial stakeholder group of the GNSO. Tapani, please.
We seem to have a connection problem.
Right. He said his microphone was disabled and now it's working, but we'll see if we can get him back on the line. We still cannot hear you, Tapani, no. While we're trying to reconnect him, there was another question from Chris Wilson, who's chair of the business constituency. He asked, is it possible that Joran will start as CEO later than May, considering the legal issues involved? Steve, maybe you want to talk on this one?
Sure. We're taking the cue from Joran. He's provided the estimate of what his situation is. We're prepared to work with whatever the contingencies might be. So, sure, it's possible. All the signals that he's given us suggest that it's going to work out rather smoothly, which is fine with us. And on the other hand, if it doesn't, I don't see it as an insuperable problem. Assuming it's a relatively small amount of time, measured in weeks or maybe a couple of months, but not years.
If I may, Steve, this is Akram again. I think that we need to also understand that Joran can be the CEO even if he cannot travel to LA yet. So if that's the legal issues that you're talking about, he can be running the organization from his home or from any of our other hubs as well, so in order for him to get papers. So this is not an issue.
Yeah. Akram, there's two sides to this. There's the legal side on our side, which you've covered properly. There's also his own situation. There's some constraints from the Swedish government as to when he's permitted to take up alternate employment.
Yep.
Thank you. Again, back to the queue. Byron, and then Alan is next. Byron, please.
Thanks. a quick question, probably for Steve again, and not to harp on the term between when Fadi leaves and Joran joins officially, but if that's a couple of months or potentially longer, and given Fadi has said any number of times that he would stick around as long as required, was that explored with Fadi, or is there a particular reason he won't stay, or you haven't asked him to stay until mid-May?
Yeah. Let's see. So there's a couple of parts to what you've asked about Byron. Fadi has set a date certain termination, and we're working with that. There had been some tentative discussions prior to that, but over time it became much more firm. I guess I would ask Fadi to speak to that if he's willing to, or if it's relevant. But his official tenure will end with the Marrakesh meeting. So the date that we've been working to is March 12th. On the books, it will be March 15th because that's a payroll date, but that's just over the weekend as we're talking about. So that's one side of it. And then the other side of it is when Joran is legally available to join us, which we've already spoken about. Your point about the workload is well taken, actually, and I was, as I said, I was facetious about it before when you raised it, but it's a genuine concern, and we will have rather careful discussions with Akram and with Fadi for suggestions and try to pay attention to that so that we don't drop any balls during this transition process. And let me say more generally, excuse me, we have a rather vigorous effort, partially organized and yet more to come, on the sort of the combination of issues of bringing Joran up to speed, making sure that all of the context is transferred, making sure there's continuity during the interim period. All of those different pieces are now getting a lot of attention. They got a considerable amount of attention before, but of course this announcement process is dominated everything. And so the very next phase is full attention to these things. And in that spirit, let me invite you to add anything specific that you think is important or that you're concerned about. You can send private notes or public notes, whatever you prefer. Certainly you can send them to me. This is a first-order concern on the board's plate and on mine in particular. And so take it from there.
Thank you, Steve. Alan, if you could just wait one moment. Tapani has finally typed in his question, Joran, for you. And he asks, how much have you followed the U.S. government transition process, and what do you think of it?
It's very hard to avoid being, even remotely interested in the community not to be involved or follow the transition process. With that, I'm not at all an expert in it. I mean, I got this question earlier on today, and I say, first of all, I think that the whole transition process is a result of your job, the work you've done within the community, where the multi-stakeholder model has kind of proven itself so much that we're now in the process of doing that. And I'm just waiting for to align with you in this process going forward, because it's been a very much a community process, and we are going to do whatever we are tasked to do, the implementation of it. But I'm really looking forward to join it. About the specifics, I don't want to go into more details that I know anything about, because I'm very early on. And you know so much more about the details than I do, so I hope that answers your question.
Thank you very much. The next person is Alan Greenberg, Chair of the At-Large Advisory Committee. Alan, please.
Thank you very much. First of all, my congratulations. My career over the last 45 years seems to be regularly interacting with Swedish organizations, so I'm delighted to see you here. My question is,
I'm happy that you said, I'm happy that you said you're delighted working with Google.
I certainly do. Patrick asked about your background in the private sector, and ICANN is an interesting beast in that it's not only not private sector, it's largely utilizes the services of volunteers. And Fadi has said that was one of his larger challenges, really understanding how the corporate part of ICANN interacts with the volunteers and how you can run an organization where in some cases the volunteers are in theory calling the shots. Have you thought much about that, and how do you see that working?
But this is about balance, in a way. For me, it's a balance. And I said to someone that I'm trying to, you know, ICANN is a way is facilitating the discussion. It's a part of facilitating discussion, and it's important to make sure that the discussions work. But it's really the community itself that's going to do a lot of the policies. And I think it's, I mean, I'm really talking from my heart when I say I think that when you build something, you build something uniquely, which is what we can call loosely the Internet. And it's proven that the model worked. And I will do anything to continue to make sure that that model works, and if it can help, I can improve it. But the people that are involved, especially the volunteers, I mean, everybody is equally important in the ballot setup. And a lot of people have said to me, oh, it's so much discussions and so much things, but that is the whole point. By doing it the way you've done it, is that you've actually done something together which has made this thing. If I sound passionate about it, I'm sorry, that's because I am passionate about this thing.
That's a good thing, don't worry.
Thank you very much. And the last question will be from Olivier Crepin-Leblanc, who is the chair of the European at-large organization. Olivier, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you very much, David, and congratulations to Joran on this I think this fantastic thing to have a European now assuming the position of ICANN CEO. I'm thrilled about this. And I think we might have met before at Eurodig in Stockholm, which, by the way, was a fantastic Eurodig several years back, but certainly was the start of the reality for Eurodig in that this is where the initial document for creation of the Eurodig Association was signed by the various parties. So Stockholm has got a special part for us. Now, the question with regards to your new position at ICANN is one which I think needs to be asked of all the CEOs, and perhaps not only of you, but specifically of everyone else that is going to help you. On the board, in staff, ICANN is a very complex organization, and not only complex, but it's a steep learning curve to get to grips to absolutely everything that's going on at ICANN. What structures are going to be there for you? So what are the structures that will be there for you and the help that you will get from the board, from staff, and so on, in order for you to get up to grips quickly with what's going on. Just as a reminder, when Fadi joined, he spent several months studying the organization, hanging about the corridors, going to the ICANN meeting, listening quite a lot. That was the tough learning curve for him. So what are your plans on this, Joran? And I also wanted to ask Steve, perhaps, how the board was going to help this and this entry into this organization. Thank you.
Steve, should you start?
Yes. Thank you. And thank you, Olivier. As I said earlier, the process of sort of induction and onboarding, as we call it, we take quite seriously, and it's got several different parts to it, Olivier. Some of it is straightforward sort of studying the manual about how we're organized, what we do, all the internal procedures and so forth. Fadi and his team have been organizing a very substantial effort to cover those kinds of things with him. At the board level, we also have an effort that is aimed at providing that context and guidance and building the right kinds of communication. One of the things that your question and the prior questions have sort of heightened in my mind is that we ought to find a way for the SOs and ACs to have strong input into this process. And I will try to reflect that in a note that I want to send out as a consequence of this call. I think that's probably an important area that now is the time we can begin to have that conversation. We couldn't have it before. So some of it is factual. Some of it is going to be establishing a point of view, and an awful lot of it will be relationship building. I know that Fadi has in mind to introduce Joran to key people around the world, and of course, when he comes to Marrakesh, it'll be drinking from a fire hose is probably an understatement. It'll probably be multiple fire hoses all at once. So try to manage that process and provide teams of people to be helpful to him. Your turn, Joran.
Thank you, Steve. I'm looking forward to the fire hoses. And by the way, I think I have remembered that you and I were talking about drinking. We had a beer together at the NetNote party in Stockholm, but that could be a wrong memory. But with that said, I would really ask for your patience, and I really, you know, when I find my faith in this one, and I will rely a lot on your advice, a lot of the discussions. That's going to be important, but I hope that I get at least a couple of weeks of patience.
Thank you. And the final question from Alberto Soto from our Latin America regional organization. Alberto, the floor is yours.
Thank you, David. This is not a question. I just want to welcome Joran to our organization. And I don't want to put any pressure on him, but within the bottom-up model, and this was said in a leadership informal meeting, the railroads are the bottom part of the bottom-up model. And Fadi gave a lot of importance to us, and that enabled us to make better contributions, much better than before. So Fadi put us on the ICANN list. So I hope that we can really give you our input like we did with Fadi. So welcome.
Thank you very much. And I'm Swedish, so if I do anything wrong, I hope you will tell me so I can improve myself. And I can live with that. I'm actually looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. Fadi?
Well, thank you, everyone, for taking the time to meet our new leader. I want to share with you without hesitation that Joran has already displayed just today, and watching him listen to everyone and participate with everyone, he has displayed the real traits of a leader, of a CEO that understands the ICANN model. He's already, just in the last few minutes, you know, mentioned how much he looks forward to listen to everyone, to participate with everyone, and to be humble and accept the input of everyone and change as a result. My interactions with him convinced me that he is going to be exactly there. And I encourage all of you to welcome him and to support him, because his success will be our success. His ability to lead this organization is going to be very much in how we support him and we jump to be with him from the very first day. So please, I encourage all of us to make this our own homework, not just to wait for him to act, but to support him and to give him a hand and to trust him that he's coming with the best of intentions, which I believe he is. So, and to you, Joran, this is your community. These are the people that will tell you when you are off track, and they should. They are absolutely your sounding board. And I've learned this the hard way, because I didn't quite do that well at the beginning. And so here, with the monthly meetings I hold with them, with the many opportunities I have to learn and listen to them, I hope you have a chance from the beginning to learn from my lessons and to engage with this community that really wants you to be successful in every possible way from the very start. So good luck to all of you.
There are some also interesting suggestions in the chat that you can look at. And Joran, and then Steve, any final comments, please? Joran?
I'm just reading here that, yes, Olivia, we had a beer or two in Stockholm. I do remember you now. I was just reacting on the word leader. I'm your leader in that sense, but I'm not leading you. I'm the person who's going to, you're going to tell me, we're going to work together on this thing. That's where I see Eiken in this one. And I hope to prove it to you. And if I ever deviate from that, I will not take it as criticism if I do anything wrong. I will take that as a learning curve.
Thank you. I just noticed if we just one more thing. Aziz from our African regional organization and hosting of our Marrakesh meeting. Aziz, please, you have the floor for a quick comment.
Hello.
Yes, we're Aziz. We're waiting for the through the interpreter.
Hello.
Yes,
Aziz. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay,
please go ahead.
I was muted. I want to tell to you and welcome and congratulations for your nomination. We are very happy to receive you in Marrakesh next month, and we work very hard to organize a big meeting in Marrakesh, and I hope you speak all the languages than English, for example French, and we receive tomorrow a delegation of ICANN, the ICANN meeting team, and we are going to Marrakesh tomorrow to have a mini meeting with the authority, local authority, and with the manager of the hotel. And welcome, Joran.
Thank you very much. I'm really looking forward to meet you all in Marrakesh.
And Steve, for any closing.
Thank you, David. So two things. First of all, a big thanks to everybody. It's really good to have Joran joining us. We're quite delighted. We have enormous confidence real comfort with Akram for the interim period, no question there. And Fadi has been just fantastic in facilitating everything from his staff's point of view, I mean, in terms of engaging his staff and in preparing to transfer an enormous amount of knowledge over to Joran. The other thing I wanted to say is I wanted to come back to the point that we touched on before. This call has been, among the handful that we've had, the most active, and it really speaks to the importance of the SOs and ACs, and also there's this obvious message that all of you have a lot to say and are quite concerned. I'm quite serious that it's now time to fold in your thoughts about what needs to be done in terms of bringing Joran on board and into the community and setting up all the proper relationships. So my door is open for that, and I will reach out explicitly on this point, and I think that's one of the important results of this call, in addition, of course, to introducing Joran to all of you. So with that, thank you, and I think that brings this call to a close.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.